The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and pleaded on his knees. "If you want to," he said, "you can cure me." Feeling sorry for him, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. "Of course I want to," he said. "Be cured." And the leprosy left him at once, and he was cured. Jesus immediately sent him away and sternly ordered him, "Mind you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and make the offering for your healing prescribed by Moses as evidence of your recovery." The man went away, but then started talking about it freely and telling the story everywhere, so that Jesus could no longer go openly into any town, but had to stay outside in places where nobody lived. Even so, people from all around would come to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
It's not a pleasant scene, you know, stamping around, all this business. And so when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about this gospel, because the gospel, very often we think, when we listen to it, about leprosy, we think, who are the modern lepers? Who are the lepers in the world today? And then I could start naming, you know, who do people feel themselves outside? Who are the ones who aren't accepted? And, you know, you can preach about that. You can preach about those who are on the edge of society today and who aren't accepted, and all these different things. But the thing that came to my mind was that very often in the gospel, we put ourselves in the position of looking down in on it. We never think we might be in the crowd. And I sometimes think, you know, when we look at others, what do we see? In that Irish dancing situation, he wasn't as good as me because he wasn't clean. His shoes weren't clean. He had no buckles. His kilt was a mess. You know, he wasn't going to win. In that first reading, we hear that thing, don't you? Unclean, unclean. You're not as good as me because I look the part. You'll never be as good as I am. And sometimes in life, you know, when we think about life, when we think about that gospel, what is it like to be in the crowd and see a man with leprosy come in? Now, we might think, oh, you know, I would be so caring and everything. I don't know if I would. It's contagious. That's why the Lord was giving them rules for Moses. You know, don't touch it, you'll catch it. It's dangerous. You need to think about other people, he's saying to the man with leprosy. Go around, make sure they can see you. And sometimes I think in life, we can think we're better than others. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, maybe we don't, but sometimes we do. And there's nothing wrong with that because that's a human way of feeling. You know, I've got it sussed. You're the problem. You're the issue. You've got the dirt. You're unclean. We often think that. And the great thing about being a Christian is we're coming up to a season now called Lent. And the great thing about Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, is we're one of the few religions in the world that will walk down the street with a load of mess on the front of our head saying, "I get it wrong and I'm broken. But I will try my best to live the way that Jesus wants me to live." You know, on Wednesday, it's a very powerful thing. We walk down the street, and what is ash? Ash is dirt. It's mess. And we put it on the front of our head in the shape of a cross and say, "Do you know what? Sometimes I'm the one who's unclean. I get it wrong. I make the mistake." And how powerful a symbol is that, not just to other Christians, but to everyone else in our town, here in Penzance or here in Cornwall. What a symbol is that to others? That here is someone who admits, "I get it wrong." And you know, the other thing about Wednesday, it's a great day of freedom, I always think. I always used to say this when I was teaching the students, because on Wednesday, it's the one day in the year we don't have to wear our mask. We don't have to pretend to be someone else. Because let's face it, no matter how much makeup you put on, if you've got a great big dirty mark there, it's not going to make any difference. It's the one day of the year we have the freedom to be who we are, whatever that is. Faults and all. Things we get wrong and all. Wednesday's the day we say to others, "This is me. And I get it wrong. But I do my best to try and get it right. I won't always get it right. I'll get it wrong sometimes, but I acknowledge that. And then we have it in the shape of a cross that reminds others that we're Christian, but also that despite we get it wrong and we mess up, we know that we're always loved by him who died on the cross. No matter how wrong we get it, how much we mess up, how many friends we have a fight with, who we accidentally hit or whatever, or upset, we know that so long as we try to get it right, we're loved by Jesus. And it's an unconditional love. It's not a little bit of love, it's an unconditional love he has for us. So when we listen to that reading, I think today we listen to that gospel, it's a moment when we think to ourselves, do you know what? Yeah, I get it wrong. I don't always get it right, but I try to get it right. I try to lead a good life. And so long as I'm doing that, I know that I am loved unconditionally by Jesus.